It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So we are going to get kind of deeper into the olive tree allegory, but with 77 verses, it's easy to get lost in the length of this and forget the message itself. Now, one of the things about this olive tree allegory that is important is it takes you through several time periods. In fact, there's a little chart right here just to show you. This is going through time periods of Old Testament. It's going through New Testament. It's going through Book of Mormon times. It's also going through our time. And it is easy to get lost in all of that, but this is still important to kind of see this concept of how the saving of God's trees is something that he is always interested in. In fact, the message here that I really want to focus on is mentioned over and over again through the olive tree allegory. In fact, there's several verses right here. You start, first of all, in verse number 7, where it says, "It came to pass that the master of the vineyard saw this," meaning seeing all of this decay that's going on, "and he said unto his servant, it grieveth me that I should lose this tree." That is an important phrase, which you see all over the place. You see it in verse number 11. "The Lord of the vineyard caused that it should be digged about and pruned and nourished," which we talked about yesterday, "saying to his servant, it grieveth me that I should lose this tree." Verse number 13, right at the end of it, "it grieveth me that I should lose this tree and the fruit thereof," not just the tree itself, but the things that come from the tree as well. You see verse number 32, where you've got all kinds of bad fruit going on, and the Lord is like, "what do I do for this thing? It grieveth me that I should lose this tree." Verse number 41 is such a tender verse. It says, "The Lord of the vineyard wept," which I love that concept. We see that through the scriptures where you see the Savior's tender feelings towards us. "The Lord of the vineyard wept, said to his servant, what could I have done more for my vineyard?" Meaning this whole area, what else could I do for this? Like any loving parent out here, he's just like, what can I do more for this vineyard that I have? In verse number 46, you see where it's almost like, oh, we just need to just take out the whole vineyard. But again, it says, "it grieveth me that I should lose them." Verse 47, "but what could I have done more in my vineyard? As I've gone through this and I've stretched forth mine hand almost all the day long." That's a nod back to some of those Isaiah verses where the Lord's hand is stretched out still. Now you get into verses 49 through 51. "It came to pass, the Lord of the vineyard said unto the servant, let us go and hew down the trees of the vineyard, cast them into the fire, for they shall not cumber the ground of my vineyard, for I have done all." What could I have done more for my vineyard? But the servant said unto the Lord of the vineyard, just as we're about to take out this entire vineyard, "spare it a little longer." Oh, that's such a cool phrase. "And the Lord said, yea, I will spare it a little longer, for it grieveth me that I should lose the trees of my vineyard." And as we're going through all of these 77 verses, like I said, it's easy to get lost in here. But if you can remember this concept that the Lord loves the trees of his vineyard. I started going through and I was trying to look for quotes about how God loves his children. And honestly, we could go on for days seeing quotes from general authorities and apostles and church leaders about how God loves his children. A couple really cool ones that I saw here that I think you'll appreciate. Both of them from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, which I love. "The allegory as recounted by Jacob is from the outset intended to be about Christ, even as the Lord of the vineyard and his workers strive to bolster, prune, purify, and otherwise make productive their trees. In what amounts to a one-chapter historical sketch of the scattering and gathering of Israel, the deeper meaning of the atonement undergirds and overarches their labors. In spite of cuttings and graftings and nourishings that mix and mingle trees and virtually all the parts of the vineyard, it is bringing them back to their source that is the principal theme of this allegory, returning, repenting, reuniting, at one-ment. This is the message throughout," which I love that. And another little thought from Elder Holland here. "After digging and dunging and watering and weeding, trimming, pruning, transplanting, and grafting, the great Lord of the vineyard throws down his spade and his pruning shears and weeps, crying out to any who would listen, what could I have done more for my vineyard?" What an indelible image of God's engagement in our lives. What anguish in a parent when his children do not choose him nor the gospel of God he sent. How easy to love someone who so singularly loves us. If you can keep that in mind as you're going through the entire olive tree allegory, it will not be a complicated, lengthy chapter that you just have to trudge through. You can see the love of Jesus Christ. You can see the power of the atonement. And you can see a God who loves you and is willing to do anything that he can to be able to help the trees of his vineyard. I love this message, and I know that it is true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.